Now, the rest of the story. Dear Mary, I don't quite know how to break this to you, but he's not coming back. Your fiancé who went on that expedition out into the Klondike, he died out there, somewhere near Dawson on the Yukon River. As far as I know, this is the first time anyone's had the nerve to tell you about your man, about what's happened to him. But Mary, he knew what he was getting into. He'd been told by his buddies that the territory was treacherous, that he should not be deceived by the apparent proximity of civilization. Look at it this way, Mary. He died doing something that was almost as important to him as you were. He died in the middle of the adventure of his lifetime. And it's too late to worry about him now, Mary. It's too late to worry about him. The rest of us are concerned about you. You, my dear, have waited long enough. There's no longer anybody to wait for. It's time for you to go home. And for those who are learning of your anguish for the first time, let me relate the rest of the story. There's not a lot left of Skagway, Alaska. It was once a busy, brassy bars and brothel city of 20,000 people before the Klondike gold gave out. Today, all that's left is boardwalks and dirt streets, 675 citizens, and Mary. Some cruise ships stop in the summertime. That keeps the old hotel open, fortunately for Mary. She's the hotel's only non-transient guest, a permanent resident. The owners have stopped charging her for the room. Room 24, third floor. They feel sorry for her. Her fiancé, as I have suggested, was a gold prospector. And when he struck it rich, he sent for his stateside sweetheart, and Mary hastened to join him in Skagway. She got to the Golden North Hotel, where he had told her to wait, and she's still waiting. Because after he wrote that letter telling her to come, he went off on that expedition. Mary, as I say, is still waiting in room 24. They say Mary still seems hopeful that her man will return from the wilderness, and yet apparently she has tantrums. Once in a while, she'll have a bitter outburst. Hotel employees regularly have to tidy up after Mary has had one of her tantrums and makes a mess of things. Oh, they see her often in room 24. In fact, hotel guests see her sometimes. Usually in the hallways, still wearing her wedding gown. Still wearing her wedding gown. If the reports are accurate, then Mary has yet to realize the truth about her betrothed. The truth is that he will never make it back from the Klondike. If these words of mine fail to reach her, somebody please tell Mary for me that the man she loves is gone forever. Maybe you can make her hear. Despite what the town's records say about Mary, the town's records say that she died in room 24 of the Golden North Hotel in her wedding dress 90 years ago. Now, you know the rest of the story.